Georgette Magnan and Heather Pierce have known each other for decades. Last summer, at the StoryCorps booth in Seattle's New Holly neighborhood, they talked about who Georgette was while she was with her wife, Joyce, and who she was after Joyce died.
How did you meet your wife, Joyce? How'd you hook up with her?
Oh, I met her literally on the streets of Seattle. It's not as naughty as it sounds.
No, I know.
You know the story. I will tell other people.
How did you propose to her?
I had a key to her house. I brought all my stuff, many of my stuffed animals. I have a collection of sheep and elephants and moose. I lined them up in the window that led up to the doorway. And so they were marching forth. One of them had in its little hands a box. And so I proposed to her,
come on.
Oh, I think she said yes. I think she was happy. I hope she was happy.
What's different now that Joyce is gone? What's different in your life?
quite a few things are different. I'm a transgendered person. Joyce knew a little bit about this. We talked about it, but it was a very hard subject to discuss, and we didn't know any good ways to go forward with it, so I'd put it away, let us say, because I loved her, and I loved her more than wearing a dress. But I have decided to live a Buddhist teaching. Enlightenment is all around us. When will we hearken to it and try to achieve it? So for myself, it's not enlightenment, but the realization that I feel I am a woman rather than a man. Even though I've lived a majority of my life as a man, I've decided that's not who I really am. And in the last 3 years, I have developed what I feel is my true personality and my true identity. I don't know if I would have been able, with the increasing information and awareness of transgendered issues, for Joyce and I, if she was still alive, I wouldn't have been able to find a way to discuss this with her and find a way to be myself. 2012 was a crazy year of changing between different wardrobes, back and forth, for trying to remember who knew what and who didn't. Finally, I think, and I just decided the bank doesn't care, the lawyer doesn't care, the police don't care. I've been stopped for I got a traffic stop. They didn't care. My license still has my boy stuff on it. They don't care. They just wrote it up.
If you could buy any one material thing without worrying about the cost, what would you buy?
I love a 1890s, excuse me, tea gown.
Ooh. Wow.
They are absolutely gorgeous garments. They were worn by the upper class Victorian ladies. They were just lovely, lovely gowns encrusted with lace and embroidery. I've always wondered what, like they said in... don't tell me it's just because you like wearing dresses that I've become transgendered and I do wear dresses, but that's another story because it feels right for me.
What is the thing you want me to know about you?
I hope that you see that I'm trying very hard to be who I am, that I'm not that much different than the person you knew 30 years ago.
Georgette Magnan and her friend Heather Pierce were recorded last summer by StoryCorps in Seattle's New Holly neighborhood. You can find all of our great conversations, our Seattle StoryCorps pieces, at KUOW.org. Just search for StoryCorps, C-O-R-P-S.